This is the Texoma Report. I'm Cynthia Sosa. I'm continuing my series on the United Way of Southwest Oklahoma and the different organizations underneath their umbrella. This afternoon, I'll be talking to Mr. Michael Wilson, staff attorney with Legal Aid Services of Oklahoma. Good afternoon, Michael. How are you today?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Let's start out by sharing with folks what Legal Aid is all about.
Legal Aid is a nonprofit law firm. We're not a state agency. We're funded by donations, grants, and we do get some federal funds. We represent those who are low income, who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford an attorney and wouldn't have access to the court system. We represent people in various areas of civil litigation. We don't do criminal law.
Right.
But just about everything else we do.
Okay. What kind of cases do you represent for people?
We represent people in a broad area of law. Mm-hmm. We do some divorces, custody, landlord-tenant issues, products issues. For instance, represented a young lady who bought a car and mm-hmm. the car broke down on her 3 days later. Mm-hmm. We'll do those sorts of things. We do foreclosures. Now, different grants have different standards because we get different grants from different organizations.
How do you accomplish this mission of helping people that can't afford an attorney?
Well, what happens is people either hear about us through advertisement, through word of mouth. Sometimes people at the courthouse will send them to our office.
Okay. And I was going to ask you what counties and...
We represent just about every county in the state. For instance, in our Lawton office, we've got about
yes.
four attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
We represent 11 counties, which means we've got a lot to do. And we will travel mm-hmm. wherever the problem exists, and we will have our clients sign representation agreements, and we will have the same relationship with them as any law firm would have with their clients.
Right. Can you give us a step-by-step general process
okay.
for someone who calls you? And I know each case would be different depending on the situation.
Sure.
But what's a step-by-step process if somebody needs legal aid?
Okay, first of all, we determine whether or not there's any sort of court date or there's an emergency. For instance, we have calls where a landlord will cut someone's electricity off or cut their water off. And they do that as a way of retaliating against them because they're late with the rent or they don't have the rent. That's an emergency. That's not something they can go through the normal process, wait a few days. They alert us and we will do an application either over the phone or in person. And then we will follow the necessary paperwork to get their electricity restored, to get the water turned back on. Now, there are other cases that aren't emergencies. For instance, if somebody wants a divorce, we will have them probably go through the hotline.
Mm-hmm.
And the hotline will take their information, determine whether they qualify for our services financially.
Sure.
And then that application is referred to our office. And we try to call people back within, say, 10 days. We also limit ourselves in terms of we don't just do all divorces. Because if we did that, we would be overrun with just divorces.
Sure.
So we limit ourselves to those family law situations where there's a threat of violence. We're really trying to get people out of a bad situation. If
yes.
there's no domestic violence, that's something you can probably go to the private bar. We're very sensitive to that because we don't want to compete with the private bar for clients.
Sure.
So those cases where the private bar is probably not going to be handling the case,
mm-hmm.
we will take the cases on
mm-hmm.
and we will see it to its completion.
Well, we've talked about quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that I may have missed, though, that you would like to share with us about Legal Aid of Oklahoma?
Well, I would say that with Legal Aid, as with any law office, we've got in our office 11 counties that we represent.
That's a lot.
Right.
And you said four attorneys.
And four attorneys, Ooh. Which means we've all got a pretty heavy caseload.
Sure.
So I would encourage people to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would encourage people, if your address changes, your phone number changes, be sure and call us and let us know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and also being a nonprofit organization
mm-hmm.
and underneath the United Way umbrella,
uh-huh.
that means, like you were saying earlier, you get funding from grants.
Sure.
You get private donations.
Sure.
And so as a nonprofit organization, perhaps you need funds.
Absolutely.
And do you need volunteers?
Absolutely. You can call the office and they can tell you how you can contribute to Legal Aid. Legal Aid does a lot of good things. I mean, these
yes.
are people, as I've said, that but for Legal Aid, they wouldn't have access to the court system.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when people are low income, those are the people that get taken advantage of because they're seen as the people that don't have the means to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Legal Aid is one organization that helps to change that narrative.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, let's give folks that contact information if they want to donate, if they want to volunteer, or if they need some help.
Our office in Lawton, the number is area code 580-248-4675. We're located at 323 Southwest C, as in Cat, Avenue.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming by and sharing with us about Legal Aid. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
This concludes my interviews with agencies supported by the United Way of Southwest Oklahoma. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. More information about future stories aired during this program will be online at kccu.org. For KCCU, I'm Cynthia Sosa.